And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
Fuck me, it's cold.
Yeah, isn't it just?
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've been freezing our little nuts off up here in the fucking Punky Treehouse. What was it? Minus what?
Minus five.
Minus five. I know that might not mean a lot to some of our friends in Siberia and Kanadanadna and places like that, but round these parts...
It's Baltic. It's Baltic.
It is. They can freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
That's right. It doesn't help the treehouse is it very well heated.
Well, no, it's open-sided.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's like, it's actually, you know, it's like one of them things. The Punky Treehouse is like one of those things in pubs you can smoke in that you probably shouldn't be able to, but it's kind of open.
Isn't it just?
Oh, rather like the one at the Diamond.
Yeah. Yes.
A very, very bizarre smoking area, which is basically a corridor with just a little bit of air.
But what a smashing place.
Great venue. We'll talk about that later, shall we? Yeah, this week's show, I tell you what, we've got a competition.
Have we?
We'll do it after the first song, yeah. Great songs this week, quite interesting. And do you know what? I feel vindicated this week. One of the songs we're playing was played on Mark Lamar show on Radio 2 this
Excellent.
Week. Well, not the band were. It's nice to know we're being sent the same stuff that some really
cool.
Good big stuff is, you know. Feel good. Look at me, cold.
You look cold.
I am, I feel it. Oh, it's gone right through me. Oh, mind you, I've got a cold heart, apparently.
Have you?
Yeah, so I should be all right, really.
Oh, dear.
This is The Needles, of course. It was supposed to be Scaramanga 6, but I was too cold to do anything about it. I have a feeling that might be my excuse for that. I'm almost too cold to talk.
Almost.
But never.
But not quite.
But never. Hey, do you know what? First song, Bleach Boys.
Excellent.
Yeah, right. They've done they've done a new CD, and it's three remixes of older stuff, right?
Right.
Which I've just realised I haven't got teed up, and we've got one to give away, and a Bleach Boys T-shirt to give away. But I'll do the competition after the song.
Okay.
Bleach Boys, friends of the show, John. Hello, mate. Thanks. I'll tell you about it after. I should play it, really. Just hold on one second. Sorted it, I think.
Did we ever get the Bleach Boys 2000 MySpace friends?
I checked today, but forgot to look at how many friends I got.
Oh, right, okay.
I think they're getting closer.
Okay.
Ah, right.
So close.
Do you remember when we played a song called Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, I Smell Vaginal Crouton?
I certainly do.
On one of our first ever shows.
Yeah, very, 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 very early.
This is the remix of it. What I want to know is, what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBleachBoys.
No, MySpace.com/BleachBoys.
Oh.
Yeah, close. Anyway, this is it. This is nuts.
I smell
Shadow Creator.
Well, I say, what do you smell there? Vaginal crouton.
That's a very good remix,
isn't it?
Yeah,
the CD is really, really good, and I'm proud to say we have one to give away.
Cool.
With a T-shirt, which was, oh, I think you've still got the other thing on.
No, that's just because it always feeds back a little bit.
Right,
you haven't set up the beds.
Right, I need to stop it, don't I, Summer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hang on. That's better.
Go.
Right, so I'm going to start the beds in a minute, but I want to talk first.
Okay.
I want to do the competition before the beds. Right, I'm so cold. So we have one CD and one T-shirt to give away.
Okay.
And the T-shirt, I think, says, I'm the biggest cunt in the world or something. It's a great T-shirt.
Yeah.
Right. What you need to do, right, to win it, is send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Bleach Boys.
Yep.
We'll put you into the Bleach Boys competition. We'll give you a fortnight like we always do. Right, the question that I want answered is, and it's like, because it is the Bleach Boys, right? Mm-hmm. We've played them on the show quite a lot. What should your question be? What was the name of that song?
Okay.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was the name of the song we just played? So all you've got to do is rewind your iTunes to find out. Rewind your thingamajig to find out. Send the answer to that question, what is the name of that song, to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Bleach Boys, and we'll let you know who's won in a fortnight.
Yeah, cool.
Deal?
Yeah.
And it's a, I say it's a 3-track CD. There is a bonus 4th live track on, Stocking Clad Nazi Death Squad Bitches Are Coming Live.
Oh, nice.
It's a right racket. And we might play another track off the CD, maybe not next week, maybe the week after when we announce the winners, because it's really good.
Mm.
There's 4 tracks on it. It's 8 minutes long. But you get a T-shirt as well. It's worth entering. Apparently, the CD's going to be free in the UK at gigs.
Oh, right, okay.
So we'll probably give it, I should think, we've got listeners from overseas. Mm. It would make more sense to send it to someone who can't get hold of it. But I'm not saying we will do that. It will be out of the draw.
Yeah.
It'll just be fair. But I would rather that someone from overseas won it. Because everyone in this country gets a chance to hear them, of course. This is Midnight Configuration.
Certainly is.
Friends of the show and goth nutters. And it's time for MySpace. Latest comments time.
Okay.
Now, it's quite wordy this time. Thank you to everyone that has left us comments. MySpace.com/punkyradio. You need to be a friend of ours to leave a comment, so make sure that you do a friend ad before you try and do anything. Anyway, here comes the first one. Hello. Oh, but some of these are a bit old.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Paulie. See, it's been your birthday since.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Paulie. I haven't listened for months again. I can't remember the last time I left a comment or last time I listened to the show, but I've started listening again from the 29th and 1st onwards. I want to send a demo to you, but I don't know whether you'd like the band or not. So please do me a favour and go have a quick listen to myspace.com/2fingersalute.uk. Well, I like the name. Well, hope all is well with you both. We'll make my New Year's resolution to listen to more punky M's.
Excellent.
Thank you, M's. I would also like to say Dexter, R.I.P.
Oh, really?
M's' little pet Dexter died, yeah.
Is that the dog?
I can't remember whether it was a guinea pig or a gerbil. I think it might
have. The guinea pig.
You seem to know a lot about this.
I thought you had a dog called Dexter.
Well, maybe. Maybe they're both called Dexter. But anyway,
okay.
R.I.P. Dexter. Do you remember the other week when we did that thing about the wrench?
Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly the context of it, but we said that we'd like to come in. Oh, so we're always in the wrench and they're always in ours. I said, I'd like to be in you.
Uh-huh.
We got a little message from them. Just got our regular weekly dose. And in response, we would say, you're welcome in. Any time.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you very much, The Wrench. I'll see you in Spain in a few months for the Psychobilly meeting. Very excited
cool.
about that. Sweet! For the next 2 months, Paulie B is going to be older than me. Oh, here goes. I am no longer the old smacktard trying to look hip. No, I am, apparently. Thank you, Paulie B, for leaning into the strike zone and taking one for the team. We old punks, thank you for it. And thank you, Tony, just for being you.
Aww.
That's from Steel Mick.
Thank you.
P.S. Please play more Bridget Handley. Can't. We played all of it. We only got a 4-track CD.
Tracks,
we played all 4. If you're listening, Bridget, do some more and send us it, will you? I'll check her MySpace out again. I'll check her. We could maybe play one again.
They're Australian, aren't they?
Yeah. We could maybe play one again. I know you used to like a drummer, but now you've sorted out, aren't you? So
I am. I'm sorted now.
Steel Mick. I actually wrote down as Steely Mick, who's got a brother Dan.
Okay.
Yeah. Gooper, indeed, Paulie B. Been listening to you guys for ages, though. I'd make it official and join your MySpac page. Lungs and kidneys, Eddie. That's from Eddie Hoare.
All right.
I need to suss out who Eddie Hoare is. Sounds familiar.
Eddie Hoare.
I'll check that out.
Okay.
Anyway, hey guys, sorry, it's fucking ages upon ages that I've been in touch. Thumbs up for the great shows, as per. Happy belated, Paul.
Hey.
Nice birthday, little miss, yeah? Not sure if you saw the bulletins of Vomit's demise, but ahoy there, mateys. Oh, yeah, think he's a pirate. The Phoenix has arisen from the flames, or should I say the ashes. Basically, I'm in cahoots with a thing we call the Punk Reunion. Mainly old South End punk bands, etc. It's going to be a tri-monthly thing, but it will be great if you're both not doing much on the 25th of May to come down, etc. Live bands and music, and you can always keep on my sofas. I do apologise for not keeping in touch as much. Tut tut to myself. Great show as always. I'll assume, Paul, that you have to see The Kurt at the end of the month. I'm not. I wanted to go, but I'm proper brassic. But I'll say that Mad Sin are playing with Long Tall Set Texans 2nd of May, which is my brother's birthday and, of course, Valentine's Day. The real one. Also, I'm being the unofficial manager for a band called The Optic Nerves. Give them a listen. They're in my top friends. If you like them, when they get some stuff on CD, I'll pop it in the post here. Anyway, hope to see you both soon. Vomit. That's Ant for Vomit.
Very nice
bloke, isn't he?
Great bloke.
Does great stuff for the South End Essex punk scene. Well done, boy. Last but not least.
Oh.
Paulie B is always asking if he can bum a fag. Well, I don't know. He asks because he can bum all the fags he wants. After all, someone else's private life's got nothing to do with me. Guess who that's from?
Bat Boy?
John Codger.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been kicked out of his squat. How embarrassing is that?
Oh, dear.
Being kicked out of a squat. He's on the streets. Right then, Tone. What have we got now? Have you got Podcast Alley?
Podcast Alley comments. Thank you all for your vote so far this month. But if you haven't voted so far, please do. We need all the votes you can. And I think a lot of
really
you haven't.
Really freaked myself out then, did you notice?
Why? What did you do?
I opened the CD player without realising and it hit me on the finger.
Oh.
Danger.
We seem to have got less votes than usual this month. So
I think everyone has.
Really?
Let's wait, air out my shorts the 13th.
Oh, right.
That means no one's getting votes.
That's true.
Except air out my shorts.
So please do vote for us if you can. If you can, vote for us. Okay. Go to punkradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out all the comments, actually. And here are top four from this week. Punky Rocks. Yeah, a Punky Rocks, or is that Punks? Whatever. It's February and a leap year, so there's an extra day for all of us to listen to Punky Radio. Don't waste the opportunity, you know it makes sense. From R. Graham. It's the Fog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
You make
podcast.
No attempt there.
I did the R. Graham bit. I thought that was a little bit scousy.
If you say so.
So critical.
I'm allowed to be.
I'll get more critical later. Oh, really?
Because I'm a fucking genius.
Oh, okay. Self-appointed. Fair enough.
Just what am I drinking Jack or Jim? Jack, innit?
Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's fine.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Punky, the saviour of my life. Fixing wrongs, making rights, making the future punk so bright. And that's from Mark D. Chapman.
Thank you, Mark D. Chapman.
Thank you very much.
That's the one that shot John Lennon, isn't it? Yeah, well done, Mark.
Vote Punky, Jeremy Pierce. Thank you very much.
Thank
Short
you,
and sweet. And finally, Punky. Great show again, Smacktards. Thought it was about time I voted. Might stop the spam. Oh, yeah, and King Kurt, obviously.
Obviously.
Stew, so that's his favourite band, of course.
Of course.
Psychobilly Stew.
Psychobilly Stew. How could he not like King Kurt Magic Band?
And that's all the comments.
That was short and sweet, man.
Short.
But sweet. Right, next up, band called Mama Rosin, or Mama Rosin, or Mama Rosin. Right, and they are a Swiss Cajun band.
Okay.
Right, expect some accordion, right? Interestingly, when I was driving home from a gig in Bracknell last Friday, I was listening to Mark Lamar on God's Jukebox. First track he played, Mama Rosin. How about that? Voodoo Rhythm are sending us stuff and the BBC stuff, and he did the classic thing. He went, here's the first track from the album.
Oh,
obviously, I haven't listened to any of the others. I do a bit of research though. We're playing track 10.
Okay.
Oh yeah, off 13. This isn't the usual punky fare, but you've had the Bleach Boys, so chill out, sit back, and enjoy the Cajun sounds of Mama Roseanne. What I want to know is, Tony, what's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MamaRoseanne.
It is. Now, and it's MamaRosin, right? They're not... I'm hoping they'll be in our MySpace top friends. They haven't added us yet.
Okay.
So I'm hoping they'll be in the top friends. This is very different to what we normally play. I'm saying... Although saying that, there isn't any normal thing we play, but this is more different than normal. I don't want Elliot sending me messages about it. If you're listening, Elliot, just chill. This is Quaffet. Quite possibly. Quaffair.
Ooh.
Ooh. Little bit of Hispanic girls coming in there.
Ah, right.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can scare myself by opening this up again. Where's my scary button? Oh, there is. Wait.
They're all scary buttons to you.
That is what they are. That is from the album To Have Perdu Ton Chemin. Which means you have lost your fire. You've lost your fire. You've lost your fire in here. It's fucking Baltic.
It's cold in here.
It is. It's not your fault though. The heating is on.
Yeah.
It just can't cope with the extremes.
It's just
the extremes of temperature.
It's -5 and we came in. It's now all these 2 hours later.
I know. So what does that mean?
-25.
At least, probably.
Yeah.
At least, probably.
That's the way I think it. Yeah.
Freeze it. It's not affecting my cold, cold heart, but the rest of me's fucking
cold,
well
cold
freezing.
Heart.
Do you remember? I said we ought to start a new. Well, someone who sent in, was it Liam? Who sent in with the idea?
I think it was. Yeah.
Saying, do you know what? You do Poetry Corner, why don't you do something called Comedy Corner? And we decided to call it Comedy Suburbs.
Yeah.
Well, we've had our first one through from Theo. Thank you, Theo. I'm not very impressed with it.
Oh.
But it's a
good start. Okay.
It's a start. Hey, Paul and Tony.
Hello.
A relatively new listener. My sister introduced me to the world of punky. She was a twat for swallowing a 10p coin. As
right.
You're desperate, I've got some amazing poetry for you. I think it probably means amazing. I've got some amazing poetry for you. I have a limerick. There once was a young man called Theo who wasn't very good at limericks. They didn't rhyme and they ended too early.
Nice.
And my all-time favourite poem, this is kind of Poetry Corner, and my all-time favourite poem, Little Dog, Crossing Street, Motor Car, Sausage Meat. Quite like that. Reminds me of a poem that I wrote many years ago about my mate Buff.
Okay.
So I've got a mate called Buff who thinks that he is tough, and it's plain to see he's tougher than me, so I think that's fair enough. I also wrote a poem that he really liked called Big Black Cup of Tea. Because he'd got a huge black teacup that was on the mantelpiece when we lived in Russell Slip. This is many years ago. And I said, I'm going to write a poem about that cup. He went, oh yeah, right then, cool. So I did, I wrote it. It's called Big Black Cup of Tea. Big black cup, holds a lot of tea. If drink it up, have to go wee. I'm an adult. Right. He says, I've also got some jokes for your new thing, Comedy Suburbs. I'm not reading the first one out. But the second one is...
Okay.
What's got two legs and bleeds? Half a dog. Did I tell you about... I didn't tell you about one of the birthday cards I got, did I? My Auntie Hazel and Uncle Howard sent me a brilliant birthday card this year. It was a joke.
Okay.
Right, there's a joke on the front, right, and it's got a big picture of a chicken.
Right.
And it says, what do you call a chicken in a shell soup?
What?
Egg.
Nice.
Anyway, Theo's gone. I've got about 20 more that came from, but I'm lazy, so I can't be bothered to send them to you. P.S. Raw poo are legends.
Right? Yes, they are.
So listen to that, Elliot. I'll tell you what, I feel like I'm picking on Elliot. I'm not. I bet he hated that mammoth fucking Roseanne thing.
Well, he's been nominated a twat. I've not heard from him since, I don't think.
Oh, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you're listening, man. No, because I do like him. He's been a good friend of the show.
He's been a long time listener.
But he quite clearly only wants to hear us talking.
Which is a bit weird. Really, yeah. When you think about
it. No one else does. Right then, Tone. Have you got a twat?
I haven't.
What are you going to do then?
Well, firstly, remind people, please do email me if you've got your nominations. They're always appreciated.
Oh, sorry, Tone. Just one thing. If you have a joke for us, do email it to PaulieB at Punky Radio, tightening your email, Comedy Suburbs.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
If you do have a twat to nominate, email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Or twat's
appreciated. Is that a reason for the nomination?
A reason for the nomination. Don't forget to tell me where they're from. Thank you. So instead this week, I need to remind you people about the Nokia N810 Instant Tablet.
And how have you been getting on with that?
Very well. Since I installed the extra applications, because you can install anything you like off the MAMO website, which you can download free applications to enhance it.
Right.
I installed the diary and the to-do list, and so I'm using it a lot more now for organisation of my meetings and quotes that I'm doing. So
it's
really helpful for my business as well.
Cool.
As well as, you know, I can play poker on it.
No, you can play fucking poker on
the toilet, man. Having a poo.
So I know, you're just such a show-off. It is a nice piece of kit.
Yeah, but quick list of features. It's Wi-Fi enabled, so you can connect to the internet through wireless. So in many cafes and things now, you can get to hotspots, so you can connect like that.
And hotels. Most hotels have wireless now. It costs you about £8 a day or something, but you've got to get on the net.
Yeah. It's got a web browser installed, which works with all the latest websites, including YouTube and Facebook, because it supports Flash 9 and Ajax. It's got a webcam on it, which you can use for video chats. It's also got Skype on it for voice calls over the internet. Built-in keyboard, full QWERTY.
It's got all the things I need, and you've got it.
Yeah.
That's what fucking pisses me off.
Also supports handwriting recognition if you want to use that. Integrated GPS.
I can't recognise my own handwriting.
No, I can't. Totally. Integrated GPS, so you can find out where you are and see a map of your surrounding area. As an additional feature, you can purchase sat-nav technology for it, so you can find route planning. Audio files, video files, it's Bluetooth enabled. You can expand the memory to 8GB. It's USB compatible, so you connect to your computer and transfer files that way. And finally, it runs on the Linux-based operating system, so you can upgrade it using buy new applications for it. Well,
right,
download them for free.
And have you worked out whether you can listen to the podcast on it yet?
No, I'll have to check that.
Do that for next time,
because okay,
obviously we want you to be able to listen to, if you get one, we want you to be able to listen to Punky on it.
Yeah.
So what sort of capabilities is it going to need for podcasts?
It should be able to do it, because it can play media files, it can download files off the internet,
and it's got,
so it's going to be able to do it.
It's got a large enough memory, has it?
Yep.
Right, okay.
It's fine for that.
So it should be alright. We'll find out though. It should be alright for podcast.
It will be. So if you're interested in one, please do visit website. It's a different website now.
Alright.
They'll almost all work, but from now on, if you can visit podshowoffers.com/N810.
Okay.
That's podshowoffers.com/N810. And for 15% discount, enter the discount code Punky! Exclamation mark radio. What's that?
Punky! Exclamation mark radio.
That's the one. 15% off. Say it's about £300, I think it is, so it's a good discount.
It's a lot of money, but it's worth it.
It's worth it.
It's the Stella Artois of palm top technology or something.
Yeah,
palm top?
That.
Is it a palm top?
I don't know. Probably.
Handheld?
Yes.
I've
probably
got handheld palm top technology, mate.
Excellent.
Got my porky, porky palm top technology.
Your porky palm top technology?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. When I'm not using my Nokia 810, do you know what I'm doing?
What?
Wanking.
Okay.
Hey, do you know what? Here's a right wanker for you. Lord Bishop. Lord Bishop rocks. What a legend this man is. His new album, Dirty Jams. We played a track of it the other week. We played Rock and Roll Revolution. This week, we're playing another track from it. By the way, the Bleach Boys asked me to point out that they've got a gig on February the 23rd.
Right.
Unfortunately, I can't remember where it is.
So that's Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday. Do visit their MySpace page, myspace.com/Bleach Boys. I'm sure the information will be on there.
Yep.
All right. If not, if you want to find out, you can email me over the next few days. I have got the information somewhere. I'll email you straight back with the details.
Okay.
All right. Lord Bishop, is he on? He's on tour again now, isn't he? Or just about to be?
He's always on tour.
He's always on tour. Make sure you check out his MySpace page, Tony, which is
myspace.com/LordBishop.
Very good. Do you know, I haven't done the scores yet, have I? It's probably been the internet too. No, one, Tony two.
Yep.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do you in the second half, though.
Really?
We'll see how it goes with the MySpace. Probably be the internet one, Tony two. This is from Lord Bishop's album, Dirty Jams, available on Dirty Earth Records. He's in our top friends. You find him. He's brilliant. If you get a chance to ever go and see him, do. Get friends with him, share a bottle of Jack at the back with him. Bloke's a legend. This is Senator Groove.
See him walking down the street. Got a fly style from his head to his feet. Got a cane that's gold plated. Ain't nothing about this brother is outdated. In the land of the free, smooth, slick, sweet like a honeybee. Here's what we need. In the land of the free, smooth, slick, sweet like a honeybee. Yeah, go. They call him Senator Groove. His name is Senator. We'll be right back.
if you want a white mate too. Huh. They call him Senator Gruel. Excuse me. I would like to ask you a question. His name
Did you
is
hear about that new guy, Senator Gruel?
Senator Gruel.
Fantastic. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Are you going to vote for him? Oh, you can't tell
they
me.
Call
well,
him.
But you know what the other
Senator
guy
Senator Gruel.
Oh, well, you know, I think that guy is the one. He's the one to change the world. Are you
His name is Senator Gruel.
Oh, listen.
That is Senator Groove there. That is fantastic. I just love that. The album is really... Do you know when we listened to the album the first time around?
Yeah.
We thought, hang on, that's a bit of a departure from the second one, and we weren't sure about it, were we?
No, it seems a bit slower.
I've had a listen a couple of times. It's a really good album, nice. Man. Dirty Jams, Lord Bishop Rocks. Make sure you buy it. As I say, most of the bands we play on this show, if you are listening for the first time, you can find them on our MySpace Top Friends.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
a rule, at least... sort of 4 out of 6 we've always got on there. Mm. And the rest, it isn't that hard to fucking track them down, quite frankly. Marv isn't on our top friends yet. I need to put him on because he gets played once. Does he know that we're playing him once a fortnight now?
Don't know.
We ought to
you
find
know
out,
how elusive
we?
Marv is. You
it's
don't
true,
see him
yeah.
for months
they seek
and
him here, they
for
seek
week.
Him there, they seek him almost everywhere.
Yeah, they're looking for him.
But the thing is, he's in Narnia.
I'll see him soon. I think we're going to finish this album off. So
lovely
I'll
new teeth.
smashing teeth.
Tone, have you looked at anything to do with our friends at GoDaddy.com?
You know what? With all the birthday celebrations and everything, I'm
not a chance, though. Let me tell you a bit about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
is podcasting.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And why is it a no-brainer, Tony?
Yar, because of that exchange rate, baby.
Oh, you crazy pirate. yeah, I'm going to have to say something for a minute.
Okay. Please, people, don't forget the best way to listen to the show is to subscribe to iTunes. And whilst you are there, please do review us at iTunes. It helps us move up the featured rankings and also all the rankings, really. And gets us new listeners. So
what about featured wankings?
Featured wankings. You don't want to move up those.
No, you don't really.
Last thing you want to be featured on. Although I am quite good at it.
Fair enough.
Go simplest way. Well, wait, I go. You can either search.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, isn't it?
Since that wide.
Punky. Get it.
Why since where wide?
Uh-huh.
Since where wide? Oh.
If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left there is a iTunes button. Just click that. It will take you to the iTunes music store and our page on there, and you can just easily add a review to it. Or, alternatively, just search for Punky. You'll find us. You'll find us. We're easy to find. So please do that. 5 stars only, people, and we will read your reviews out.
We will be reading them out next week, in fact.
Next week,
we've had a few in. Thank you so much. They make such a big difference. I can't stress this enough. Any iTunes review we get helps us move up the iTunes chart.
Yeah, and we'll read the
Which
UK.
Which is the best way for us to get the music out there, quite frankly. Whatever else we ask you to do, it pales into insignificance against leaving us a review at iTunes.
Right.
Next track.
Okay.
Find your place to work. So let us
There is nothing left for free. Actually, that is Tortilla Flat. They're a new band to the show.
Yeah.
They sent us not one, but two CDs last week.
Really?
So we're playing a track off one this week. We've just played a track off an album called At the Tavern. And we're playing a track off another album they sent us next week.
Brilliant.
Even though, you know me, it's approaching St. Patrick's Night. That is Celtic rock, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
But it's good. I don't want to like it. I never want to like it. I always want to find something to dislike about it. But it's a really, really good album. In fact, they're both really good albums. Swiss as well.
All right, okay.
Swiss, what do you think?
No.
Of course they're Swiss. Everyone else we're playing on the show this week is Swiss. But quite incredible, really, that we played a Swiss Cajun band and now we're playing a Swiss Celtic rock band.
Beautiful.
I can't Adam and Eve it.
Nah.
I'll be honest with you. I thought all they were good for was cheese and clocks.
Indeed.
And, yes, of course you can keep your gold here. Cheese, clocks,
yeah.
Latent racism.
Right.
For monetary gain. That's okay. What the Swiss are known for.
Really?
Yeah. And having an unusual amount of Turkish footballers playing for their national side. All very dubious. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Tortilla Flat's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Tortilla Flat.
Now, I did give you a clue by saying they were Swiss, but I bet you don't know the initials for Switzerland, do you?
No.
The international initials for Switzerland are CH.
Are they?
Yeah.
I know, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Of course you didn't. MySpace.com/ Tortilla Flat CH.
Right,
which
okay.
Actually reads MySpace.com/ Tortilla Flatch, which just sounds rude.
So there must have been a Tortilla Flat.
You crazy Tortilla Flatch. Well, do you know what? I think with a lot of these bands, they did what I did when I first set a MySpace page up, and they fucked it up.
Right, oh yeah,
so then they had to do another page, and they'd already used the name they wanted to.
Got you.
So that's what I reckon happens. I reckon
Makes sense.
They set one up, and it's not on MySpace Music. It's just on a... So they can't add their own songs to it.
The website or something like
so,
that.
So... It happens again, and then it's Tortilla Flat. Well, and then it's whatever band or punk or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's something there, because I don't believe there are many Tortilla Flats out there.
Can't be.
MySpace.com/TortillaFlat. We'll be playing another track of theirs next week. I reckon we've got a lot of American listeners that really like that, because they do love it when we play anything by the Bloody Irish Boys or anything like that, don't they? So.
Yeah.
I reckon they'll like it. As I say, more information about the band next week. Song's called 700 Grand, as I say, from the album At the Tavern. 14 good songs, really. Very good version of Dirty Old Town on it that we can't play because it's a cover.
Right, okay.
But very, very good song. Now, I didn't really go into much detail about when I was on the poker last week. I just said, yeah, it went fine.
Yeah.
I feel I ought to tell you a bit more about it. Those of you that had the good fortune to see it, thank you for watching. If you didn't, you know, I said they have three guests in the studio.
Oh, yes.
I thought I was going to be on with another comic and some
ex-Page
3 bird. No, sir.
You'd have thought.
They pulled the stops out for Paulie B.
Oh.
Me, Kenzie from Blazing Squad and Big Brother, and Romeo from Solid Crew.
Really?
Yeah.
Kenzie?
I was completely down with my homos.
You were down with
the
homos.
I was down with my homos, man. It was brilliant. And I had a great time on it.
And you fitted right in as well.
Sorry?
You just looked so natural next
to me. I think I did.
Yeah.
I think it looked like I could have been a member of So Solid.
Yeah. Wicked.
Kenzie knocked me out, the bastard.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have been looking at his bird.
Fair point. Was I looking at his bird? Oh, yeah. Oh, you've been working on the comedy.
There you go.
Sorry, man.
It's the one joke in the show.
I was miles away.
Oh,
I was miles away then.
I've done for the week. Continue.
Let's do that again and give it the response it actually deserves.
Okay.
Kenzie, knock me out, the bastard.
Oh, you're looking at his bird.
That was a really good joke. I just missed. I blame the temperature.
Probably.
I'm just blaming the temperature.
It's cold, isn't it?
Whereas in the old days, if you told a joke, I'd get really angry about it.
Yeah.
Because I thought I'd tell the joke on the show.
Yeah,
now I love it.
Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. I think my cold heart might be melting.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not in this cold.
Nah, fair point.
Colder.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a great time. It looks like I'm going to be invited back on.
Brilliant.
This is the Planet Smashers, of course. I had a really good laugh, and my mum and dad watched it, and so did my nephew Louis and niece Olivia.
All right.
Who are six and nine, respectively. Six and eight, maybe.
Right.
Respectively. And they shouldn't have been up that late, really, but they wanted to watch Uncle Paul on the telly.
Yeah.
The reason that I say this is that for my mum's 60th birthday, do you remember when I told you a story about we're going to... I think it was my dad's birthday. We wanted to go to Frankie and Benny's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he could dance with a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess where mum wanted to go for her 60th birthday?
Not Frankie and Benny's.
Frankie and Benny's, so she could dance with a fucking
dog. No, not
dog.
The dog. Oh.
Dance with vermin or a rodent or something. So anyway, we went there, and the first thing Olivia did was stick a straw in a Fanta and blow it all over my face.
Ah.
I had words.
Yeah?
Then Louis thought it'd be funny to do the same thing. But I got my revenge on him. You see, I'm 38 and he's 6.
Okay.
So he blew his Diet Coke in my face and they all laughed, ha ha ha, isn't it funny?
Yeah.
And I couldn't hit him because it was mum's birthday.
Oh, right, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have got battered. But when Louis thought it would be funny to go under the table, I kicked him. And, like, it's his word against mine and he's 6.
Who's going to believe a 6-year-old, eh?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. I was going, as if I'd do that. Come on. I don't know. What was that? Yeah. He must have banged his head on something else. I didn't kick him in the stomach. He got it in the nut.
Kicked him in the head.
Yeah. I didn't mean to kick him in the head.
But, yeah, you did.
But it, No, I didn't. I was going straight for the nuts. I didn't mean to kick him in the head. He's still got nuts. I didn't mean to kick him in the head. I just meant to take his shoulder out or something. And, yeah, he moved around as I did it, and I really cracked him one. Right. Anyway, didn't blow any more drink over me. We got back, and mum obviously dances with the fucking dog when it comes out, and there's this big big birthday. That's Oedipal. This big birthday celebration comes out, and that. But it's funny because they put on happy birthday.
Yeah.
And that just gives them that gives the waitress time to run out in the back, put the dog costume, and come out again.
Yeah.
And then they play Congratulations, that classic Cliff Richard track, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, congratulations, wow, wow. And everyone in the place is giving it, hey, congratulations, lovely job, like that. So it seems to be, depending on how much they like you, they maybe fade it out quite quickly, right? Mum got a verse of it and they just cut the fucker dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She didn't get much chance to dance with the dog at all.
Okay.
I did get some photos, though.
Nice.
Because I just want mum to know what she puts me through. I said, mum, this is you dancing with a dog. Well, not even a real dog. Dancing with an 18-year-old waitress dressed as a dog who's clearly hating it.
Yeah.
And you, with your big happy smile on your face. Look at me, 60th birthday, dancing with a dog. It was quite good value, though, I have to say.
That's the second time you've been there within 6 months.
It was quite good value. 3 courses, $7.95. Because we went at lunchtime.
All right, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, I had mushroom Alfredo.
Nice.
Which, do you know what that is?
Nope.
I didn't either.
That's nice, though.
It was. It's mushrooms and a garlic and cheese sauce. Mm. Rather magnificent. Mm-hmm. And then I had penne arrabbiata.
Okay.
For my main course.
Yeah.
Had olives in it.
Oh, really?
And every year, the family, every Christmas, when I sit around the table with the family and that, they go, Oh, Paul, better not put any Brussels sprouts on your plate. We know you don't like Brussels. Why don't you try Brussels? You might like it one day. Look, I'm 38. I'm not going to start fucking liking Brussels now.
No.
I've hated them all my life. They're fart bombs. I have managed to enjoy them pan-fried with lardons. But has anybody at Christmas ever bothered to pan-fry Brussels with lardons?
No.
They boil them till they're shitter.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah, and I still don't want them. And every fucking year... No, Paul, do you want, we left the Brussels. Would you like a Brussels? Oh, forgot you don't like them. Isn't Paul silly? He doesn't like Brussels. You go, fuck off. I don't like Amsterdam. No. Again, so Paul doesn't like Brussels. We don't like Brussels sprouts. So, anyway, when my penne arrabbiata comes, and there's loads of olives in it, which I wasn't expecting, I don't eat the olives.
No.
Guess what? I don't like olives. As far as I'm concerned, they're the Brussels of the continent. I just don't like olives, right? It's fucking fair enough. So anyway, when a few more olives are being left on the plate than there is delicious penne arrabbiata, my brother says to me, don't you like olives? And I went, no. He said, why did you order something with olives in it then? I went, I didn't. There's just a load of olives in it. I said, there's nothing on the menu that says it comes with a load of olives. I was just expecting a hot
delicious
pasta.
Delicious bowl of pasta.
Yeah. not full of fucking olive.
Full of evil.
So then he just gives me all the Brussels sprout shit. He's going, you know, move, don't like olives. Why do you? I just didn't move. He said, well, you've got the olives now. What are you going to do with them? I said, well, I'm going to leave them on the plate. He says, Jane, his wife, Jane likes olives. I said, well, Jane can fucking have them then. Right? And I just got a big spoon out and just basically got all of the olives off my plate and just unceremoniously dumped them on Jane. So there you go, Jane, there's a load of olives. Tim says that you want them. Thinking she'd fucking kick up, going, look, you're ruining my dinner with all these. She went, oh, thanks. Absolutely fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. I'll tell you about the what happened at my mum's 60th when we went back to my brother's house, because there's more about the me and Louis story.
Right.
I love my nephew and my niece. Well, my two nephews and my niece. They're brilliant. I do like them. But me and him, we had a few contretemps during the meal, and I thought, I'll get revenge when we got... Obviously, I booted him under the table. That wasn't revenge
in
enough for me. Yeah, in the head. It wasn't meant to be in the head.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I did get my revenge on him when we got back to their house. But I'll tell you about it after the next song. Now, the next song is by a band called Duke Joint Pimps. I think they might be from Switzerland.
Really?
I do, yeah. They're another band on the Voodoo Rhythm label. Reverend Beatman, he's doing me the fucking business. He's sending us loads of this. Blues. Very, very good blues, though. The track we're going to play from their album, Boogie the House Down Duke Joint Style, right, is it's not the best track on it.
Okay.
There are much better tracks on this than we're going to play. Quite a few are covers, but out of the originals, I'll say now, Wolfman's Romp, Shy Guy, Holy Duke Joint Beat, Red Wine, Constipated Blues, and maybe even Mean and Evil are better than the song we're going to play.
Okay.
But you'll know why we're going to play it in a second. What I want to know is, Tone, what is Duke Joint Pimp's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Duke Joint Pimps.
No, it's not. Oh. This is a classic case of, I don't think it's the band fucking up.
All right.
The first profile. I think they just fucked up. Because it's myspace.com/ Duke Joint Pims.
Pims. Open the hat, just like Pims.
They left the P off. So it's Duke Joint, P-I-M-S. I think they just fucked up. But it's myspace.com/ Duke Joint Pims. That does mean it's now Poorly Being Internet 3, Tony 2. Oh, yeah. This is Dick Shake.
I want to tell you about a girl I took her home with me. She was drop dead gorgeous. The folks are afraid and see. I think she locked the door. Told me something nice. I told a little more. I want a big surprise. She did the Dick Shake, babe. She did the Dick Shake, babe. She did the Dick Shake, babe. Shake with me. They say I sent an email to my favorite female. I told her about that mess. There's none seeming. At first I tear my hair, and then I put my head in my underwear. I left the promised land. I did the Dick Shake, babe. I did the Dick Shake, babe. I did the Dick Shake, babe.
that is the Duke Joint Pimps. It's really, really good blues. This is the Guanabats. Really, really good everything. Not long before I go to LA, of course.
It's not, is it? I was thinking it's
very
end of the month,
much
not,
very much looking forward to that. It's, yeah, March 12th I go. March 12th.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's from the 12th until Tuesday after Easter.
Right.
So if you are in the LA area and you fancy meeting up with me for a beer, send an email, paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'll see what I can do. I'm going to be around quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going other places as well. You know, I'm going up to Taos, see Twilight and Thebes, night in Santa Fe, a couple of days with a bitch that Barbie in St. Louis. I'm getting myself about, but I'm going to be in LA for 8 days of the trip.
Okay.
So there's plenty of opportunity to meet,
2 weeks?
Meet me for a beer. Just over, I think. Right. Works out just over. Might, or no, it might be just under. It's not, okay. Anyway. I've already got plans to meet up with, additionally, to Brett Tallman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tallman PR. Troy from Slow Burning Car is going to show me around Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the band we played last week, Broke Art Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Interviewing him, I think, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Wasn't there another one as well? Was there somebody else? You're going to be in LA?
Well, hopefully, Pip.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Lead singer of Guanabats,
Lead singer of the band we're playing right now, yeah. And they are on our Top Friends Guanabats, so you can just get to the page, check it out. I just want to bring, before we move on to the next thing, I just would like to carry on from the previous link. When I got back, because we went back to my brother's house after the meal in Frankie and Benny's, right?
Yeah.
Frankie and Benny's, for those of you that don't know, it's a chain of restaurants in the UK.
Yeah.
With an Italian-American theme.
Yeah.
They've stopped the teach yourself Italian in the toilets.
Have they?
Yeah, I was really quite disappointed about that.
Oh.
But they've kept up most of the other nonsense. And I have to say, lunchtime menu was very good. Oh, I had a cinnamon waffle crunch for dessert, which was rather nice.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a waffle with ice cream on it, a bit crunchy.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool, actually. Mm. Although I was a bit pissed off when I saw something. Mate, I know it sounds like an advert, but it was like $7.95, you know? That is half a psycho pound.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Just over half a psycho pound for three courses.
Probably competing with Pizza Hut, because they do a daytime cheapness, don't they? But I think it's £5.
They do daytime cheapness.
Daytime cheapness, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, all the pizza's shit, though. I've done that before. I've been
really sort of,
all the pizza they've got on offer.
Yeah.
The meat pizza will have like one piece of pepperoni on it or something.
Really?
It's just basically margaritas.
Oh, okay.
It's just basically margarita pizza and salad for fiver.
Well, in that case, then Frankie and Belly's all the way.
Yeah, I have to say Frankie and Belly's. I have to say Frankie Belly's. Frankie and Benny's. Frankie and Benny's. Good choice. Anyway, went back to my brother's afterwards, and the kids, Louis had recovered from the pasting I'd given him in the restaurant. they said, do you want to play the Nintendo Wii?
Oh, right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I went, yes, I fucking do. I didn't say fucking. I went, yes, I do. I'll give that a crack.
Yeah, yeah.
And they stuck the bowling on.
Mm.
Have you used a Nintendo?
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, I had exactly the same experience with the Nintendo Wii that I have actually bowling.
Right, okay.
It was weird, right? My action is identical with the stick to the ball. I have to aim it out left because I naturally spin it in.
Yeah.
I even went for it so much that I nearly put my elbow out, which is what I do every time I go bowling, but this is without a bowling ball.
Yeah.
I got so carried away. I do get close to the line you can't cross when you're bowling, yeah?
Yeah.
So I get so carried away. Did the same this time. Nearly cracked the telly with the Nintendo Wii. I got so close. And I'm giving it all that and really going for it as well. And got stuffed by Louis, right? Absolutely thrashed me. Then I did the baseball with him. He played the baseball. I'm an excellent pitcher, but I can't bat for fucking toffee.
Yeah.
Very useful pitcher. I was very useful.
I couldn't do the tennis. I did the tennis.
Oh, tennis takes a bit against. Well, I'm happy to reveal exclusively here on Punky Radio that I'm every bit as bad at tennis on the Nintendo Wii as I am in real life.
Okay.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. I did suss it out. I sussed being able to hit it back and that, but as for positioning and all that, it's a hit and hope.
And we had a night in at the Wii with beers.
You had a night in at the Wii?
With the Wii at here.
Did you?
And the band ran and a few, and Mario came around. It's his Wii.
Oh, right.
And he bought Wario. which is a crazy game. It's really mad. Just lots of small sub games. We've got to start pumping air balloons up, and it's weird.
Oh, I think I might have had a go. I think I refused to play that on the basis that it looked way too hard. But I did go
manic.
Cow racing.
Right.
Have you done cow racing?
No.
Funny. When Louis wasn't allowed on and it was Olivia's turn, she went, let's do cow racing. I went, yeah, okay. You sit on the back of a cow,
yeah,
and you have to knock scarecrows over as you career around this course. Moo.
Nice.
It was very good fun, yeah.
I played Star Wars Lego in the Wii. That was all right.
Star Wars Lego?
Yeah. The lightsaber and everything, but it wasn't as good as I thought it would be with the Wii. It was a bit
Lego?
Yeah, it's quite big, sort of the Star Wars Lego games. Yeah, they've done a
lot.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway.
There you go.
So anyway, that's that. Now, I have had an email through, which I am going to find now.
Okay.
If I'm not too much of a fool. Because I was saying how I couldn't get on Second Life.
Yes.
Right, and I have registered on there, but I've not managed to do anything. I did want to keep my identity a secret, but I can reveal once again I am called Trafalgar Hastings.
You are?
Should I ever get on there and you end up getting interfered with by Trafalgar Hastings? It's not some German, it is me. Anyway, I haven't been able to register. Oh, I did register, but it just blocked me immediately and wouldn't let me on. Okay. And I appealed to anyone on Second Life, because I appealed to most people on Second Life, for help. And I got this email for you. Hey, Paulie B. Been a while since I reached out to you guys, but I'm still here and loving my punky. If you need Second Life help, let me know. I am the diva rocking. I work in Second Life now.
No.
But originally signed up to promote my podcast and hang out with the Second Life podcasting community. I've just realised who this is. It's the diva. Hello, the diva. I'll even let you guys crash on my virtual couch if you need a place to stay. Hee hee hee. Also, my company has developed an alternative viewer intended for new users of Second Life called the OnRes Viewer, which is viewer.onres.com. You might find it a little more web-friendly than the Linden Lab Viewer you download on secondlife.com. See you soon. And that's the diva. And I just realised who the diva is.
Okay.
She was, you won't know, she was on, she did a show called the Dork and Diva Show.
Right.
And then she did the broadcast, which was three chicks.
That rings a bell.
Yeah. Right, and it must be her. It must be her.
Okay.
If
cool.
It's not, I've got it wrong. It's some bloke dressed up as a woman on Second Life. Absolutely
fair enough.
Fair enough. But I will get in touch with you, darling. I didn't know that you were listening to us. It's fantastic. Thank you so much. I do want to get on there and suss it out, because I want to go and listen to us.
Yeah.
On Second Life. In the fucking Thing Me Studio, virtual radio station they've built was on Trent Island.
I think someone was talking about Second Life the other day. They dropped into the conversation. I said, oh, it's Second Life. Oh, yeah. All over that. Got our own little podcast studio on there somewhere.
We won't have you.
Not going to say anything else about it.
We can't actually see it ourselves. But yeah. So that was that. Now, bringing us on to the internet and South Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I saw a South Park episode the other day. And it was one when they're doing this one of these war game things, when the role playing sort of games, when you're
Warcraft, World of Warcraft.
What was World of Warcraft?
The game.
It might be, yeah, but the one they were on about was, and they're all different characters. You go around magically killing each other and that with swords and that, right?
Yeah.
But how it was is they all got completely addicted to it and had to win this game.
Yeah.
So they hold up in this basement and just stayed there. Mm. And it's like they stayed for days and days and days and days and days, and like they all got really fat and they got spotty. And like there's one point when one of them shouts out, carpal tunnel, carpal tunnel. And at the time, I was watching it and playing poker at the same time on the net, and my hand was really aching. I thought, I've got to take a break.
Yeah.
I've just got to take a break. Mate, I wanted to talk about El Draco with you. Can we do it next week?
Yeah, of course can, yeah.
Because I've just been gossiping. So, great gig tonight. We will talk about it next week, yeah?
Yep.
Because it was really, really good. Right. What was that noise? I can still hear the bloody Cajuns.
Probably still playing on the CD
bloody
player.
Bloody Swiss Cajuns.
God, blimey, God.
I know, that's mad, isn't it?
But no, that was it. The game was World of Warcraft. I've seen that episode.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
They actually used the computer game for a lot of the graphics, don't they?
Oh, they used the proper game, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a massive online thing.
Is it? Right.
They all teamed together to get the one guy who was just killing everyone.
Yeah. It was just superb. I was,
was
really,
great.
Really enjoying it. But it was... Oh, do you hear that pop? But it was just me on the poker. I felt quite sad. All right, last track this week, man. We played a track. Was it last week or the week before? Week before. Cock Sparrow. Week before, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Cock Sparrow off the latest album, Here We Stand. As I say, didn't used to be a fan. Now I absolutely love them. The latest album is great. I think you just called it the greatest album. You know. Now, the track we played before, and proving that we listen to CDs, and by the way, if you are a band that would like to send us some music, do send an CD to the address on our MySpace profile. Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266, Letchworth, Hertfordshire, SG69BR. Do send a CD. It's the only way we play stuff. We don't play anything else. We only play CDs. We got this from Captain Oi, who are dear friends of the show again, yeah, after not hearing from them for ages. We're back on their mailing list, and I'm so happy. But proof that we listen to things is that we played the last track off this album a fortnight ago. We played Suicide Girls. The track we're playing this week is track 11.
Okay.
You see? Which is called Last Orders. I think you're going to like it. Nice little... It's a cautionary tale. What I want to know is, Tony, I found it out now, what is Cocksparrow's MySpace page?
All right. MySpace.com/Cocksparrow.
No. Oh. MySpace.com/Cocksparrowpunk. I did look at Cocksparrow, and it's just got a dead profile with one friend, thus proving my theory, I think.
Do it again.
That I reckon they maybe tried to do it and fucked it up, so I'd do it again. MySpace.com/Cocksparrowpunk. That does mean I've won this week. Probably been Internet 4, Tony 2. This is a cautionary tale. This is Last Orders.
The first time that I saw her, it was getting kind of late. I'd already had a skimple, but I asked her for a date. She said yes, I had a drink to celebrate. Time for one last round. I know the road to romance, there's some very rocky paths. So the next night I was careful and I stacked her drinking off. In an hour, in an alley, the jaws around our calves. Time for one last round. The bells, the bells. So loud a man can't think. The bells, the bells. Is it time for another drink? 15 minutes later we were back inside the pub. She told me I was wonderful, she said she was in love. I said thank you darling, two last brandy's cup. There's time for one last round. The toilet could be going through a burst. She said forget the taxi, you're gonna need a nurse. There's time for one last round. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four. I knew I wasn't drunk, I had a good grip on the floor. I buckled up to kiss her but she punched me in the jaw. Time for one last round.
It's a great album, man. It's a really great album. Here We Stand. I recommend it. CaptainOi.com or MySpace.com/CockSparrowPunk. They have got a big Cocksparrow website as well. They've got a big Cocksparrow website. Couldn't help. Oh, so cold, Tone.
It's cold, man.
Don't forget, if you would like to win the Bleach Boys CD and T-shirt, make sure you send an email to PaulieB@PunkyRadio.com. Type in your email, Bleach Boys, with your... answer the following question: what's the name of the song we played on this week's show?
Yep.
All you've got to do is rewind to the start of the show. I announce it.
Yep. We'll probably read it in the show notes.
It will be in the show notes as well, I've just thought. Yeah. There's going to be so many ways to find out the name of the song. It's ridiculous. We'll announce the winners in a fortnight's time.
Yeah.
Right.
Brilliant. Thanks for that.
Make sure that you do reviews at iTunes. We're going to be reading out iTunes reviews next week.
Yes,
UK and US.
And US. Yep.
You're going to be you'll do the US ones.
Yeah, there's about five or six.
I've got five or six UK ones. They're such a great help to us. If you get the chance, do vote for us at Podcast Alley. It helps. Yep. Don't do any harm, does it?
Email your twats to me. Yes. Tony at bunkradio.com. Please do. Very important.
I've got a poetry corner next week, but we want more comedy suburbs. So if you've got a good old joke you'd like me to read out, I did get one, but it was sent to the wrong place, so I refuse to read it out on principle this week. Yeah. And it's an old joke that was told badly by a South African. I might actually tell it properly in the future. In the future, I can't really tell it in the past, can I?
No, really?
Not now, we've lost that punky time machine.
I missed that.
Yeah, I'm quite chuffed, really. Everything got very confusing when we did the Doctor Who time-travelling episode.
Time not special.
Yeah. Make sure that you check out all the bands we're playing this week's show. At least five of them will be in our top friends. I'm hoping to have all six. If you get the chance, what's the website for the Nokia?
It's podshowoffers.com/N810.
It's worth checking out. We're not just saying it is a good piece of kit. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
I'll poo. I'll poo.
But you can't, yeah.
It's so cold in here, I'm going to have to scrape the cheese off with a grater.
Sweet.
No, it's not sweet.
Okay.
Network.
Let the riot begin.